Mike from Salford, does Sir Geoff have any Brian Clough stories he'd like to share? Now, he was a mate of yours, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was one of my biggest and best friends. Yeah. I first met him at Scarborough when he was playing for Middlesbrough, and then he went to Sunderland. Obviously, they trained in the morning, July and August, and he'd come down then and now and watch the afternoon and evening session. Big cricket supporter. And he knew Brian Close and some of the others, so I got to know him then. He was such a character that Martin O'Neill spoke at his memorial. He spoke first and I, and Barbara's request. And Martin was a good player, and he got on good, but he'd had an injury, and he'd been playing in the second team. And he couldn't get back in the first team. And he says to him one day, "Manager, why am I still in the second team?" He says, "'Cause I haven't got a third team."
Lee Chapman told me a story. When Lee Chapman was at Forest, and just before half-time, he got the ball on the edge of the air, and he just bent one from about 25 yards. It hit the top of the bar, and he comes in, and Brian Sturridge says, "Hey, Lee, that was an heck of an effort, wasn't it? That was a fantastic effort, that was. It's in the bar from there." He says, "I bet you haven't hit the bar from there very often, have you?" He says, "No." He says, "I bet you haven't had many shots from that distance that good." He says, "No, I haven't." He says, "I tell you what, I bet you've never scored from there, have you?" He says, "No, I haven't." He says, "Well, don't fucking try it again, then."
Trust you to come and lower the tone.
Well, I'm sorry, it's a true story.
We got through all the way through without him swearing.
Yeah.
Sorry.